Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, coming up for the balance of the hour, Joel Skousen, who's a frequent guest here, an editor of World's Affairs Brief. A couple days before he was on with us a week and a half ago, he survived an incredible plane crash that we have video of for TV viewers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to challenge all of you who are not members of PrisonPlanet.tv to become members of Prison Planet today, so you can actually see the video and all the things that we're covering here on the broadcast. And, of course, last hour I didn't plug any sponsors because I get so upset about what's happening here in this country. But it's also very important to go to InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's pro-Second Amendment T-shirts, like the Come and Take It one that I'm wearing, or whether it's camouflage or Hunter Orange, InfoWars.com shirts, whether it's Pro Pure Water Filter stainless steel that blow away the competition. Just go look at the side-by-side comparisons with 10% off with promo code WATER, or whether when you buy films like Strategic Relocation, Escape the Global Sneak Attack Plan, Region by Region, The Very Best Places to Live, invaluable book and film available at InfoWarsStore.com. When you do that, it finances everything we're doing and allows us to go to the next level. Give a yearly subscription to InfoWars Magazine. 12 issues and back issues when we don't sell out, we normally do. Mailed to your friends' family's door. Every police station, you should give them a subscription. Every library that if you can afford it, you should give them a subscription. Big, glossy, color, 60-page magazine that covers the most hardcore information to awaken people. We are on the offense because the best defense is a good offense, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com, or any questions or comments, you can call 888-253-3139. Also, efoodsdirect.com/Alex is where you can find the free shipping special they're running. And if you don't know about Storable Foods, the shipping is very cost prohibitive normally because it's such a large part of the price because it weighs so much. So this is a special they do every March. It ends here in just 4 or 5 days. So be sure and go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. To take advantage of that, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And what we do here is we promote books, videos, products, quality water filters, food, water filtration, things that we're doing that we believe in morally in a free market that we believe are great deals and have done research on, then we promote to you in a win-win-win. As we get ready, we get prepared, we get self-sufficient. And it's a journey. It's a process. That's what we're doing. And so, again, efoodsdirect.com/newsletter. And don't forget, also, the body being healthy is absolutely essential. The best health products out there available at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can also call the toll-free number to sign up and become a distributor for $10 fee and get discounts. And you can also sign up for free shipping with the auto ship when you sign up for that. So InfoWarsHealth.com or 888-636-9277, 888-636-9277, or a new customer product orders if you want to sign up and become a member of the InfoWars team and sell these products, 888-789-9277. And there's a website dedicated to that as well, InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have the top link, the most trafficked and visited link on the internet, period, worldwide, is the drudgereport.com link. And here it is, 360,000 more rounds bought by Homeland Security. At this rate, they'll have 3 billion rounds by December of this year, 3 billion on order.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to the second hour of the worldwide broadcast. It is Monday, the 25th day of March 2013. He was on with us about a week and a half ago, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. He's going to be joining us. He didn't tell me a day and a half before he was on. He survived an incredible plane crash that was actually local and ended up being covered by some national news as a miraculous survival. Same thing with the head of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage. He barely survived an incredible crash by the grace of God. We're going to be briefly talking about that and just the perspective on life, and then shifting gears into other geopolitical issues. But first off, if you just joined us, there's an article by Adan Salazar that was posted yesterday up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Where a retired Army captain warns DHS acquisitions are bold threat of war against the American people. Says Americans may have to prepare to defend themselves in the U.S. Constitution against the Obama administration's coup against the American people. And then he breaks down the armored vehicles, the Indo-Posse Comitatus, and he really crystallizes it for me. Because it's what the RAND Corporation admits they would do back in 1998 in a report that I covered on air at the time. Federalized, but that itself is UN or globalized. via the global corporate government. That's three different groups battling for control of it, but they all support the global government because they all think they're going to get control of it. And he explains in his letter to the U.S. Senator, and it's published up at Infowars.com with a video report I did yesterday. He goes on to explain this is a fifth branch of the military. It's really even outside of NORTHCOM that it ties into there in Colorado Springs and Denver. It's the shadow government absorbing America. Thousands of armored vehicles, not just the 2,700, you know, going to different agencies. Every police department I know has armored vehicles, helicopters. They're getting new ones. I see the big black armored ones here in Austin that say DHS Federal Police. We've done video reports on it. So we've got all of this happening, all of that unfolding, and you've got state and federal agencies. You can't swing a dead cat anywhere in the U.S. now without federal task forces, state task forces, international task forces, the zoning cops wearing uniforms, and they're arming zoning cops in many cities. Just real hardcore tyranny that is all covered in the United Nations Industrial Development Organization plan from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that is the forerunner of Agenda 21. Of real control is about controlling industry and shutting it down so only select groups at the top of the combine can operate. And they've made deals to transfer everything to China as a way to leverage and get full political control of us here domestically. And the good news is this debate is now beginning to really take hold out there about why is government arming to the teeth domestically and saying gun owners, conservatives, libertarians are the new number one terror threat, as we warned you they would go public with, because that was internal a decade ago. The fact that they're going public means they're getting ready to go more and more operational. They've got all the movies, the TV shows where the new bad guys are mainly white gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, who are secretly Taliban. And they've got new movies out. So they wouldn't be bringing all this out unless they were moving into a hotter phase with a false flag or something along those lines to politically demonize us. Because anytime the globalists can't win, they will stage events to blame it on you as a form of political judo in a self-inflicted inside job operation. And I see all the stars aligning for that to be done. But if we have a maximum effort right now to expose this, it may push their timetable back. Their timetable, Brzezinski says, is a decade behind. Joel Skousen, who's a smart guy in my summation, says they're about a decade behind. I believe they're about a decade behind. Don't have the defeatist attitude that we couldn't take America back. It's that foregone conclusion, that self-fulfilling prophecy. We should be offensively trying to take America back, but we are up against a powerful array of forces, as Joel says, while building a defense fallback position. So you got to be on offense and defense. But right now, I am myself on full tilt offense because I've already set up my defense, moving out to a country zone that's a little safer, food, firearms, friends, family, educated. But before we go to Joel, here's just a few of these articles today. This is a U.S. News and World Report. It cites Infowars.com. DHS denies massive ammunition purchases. And when you go and look at what Media Matters, other White House groups, they just say there are no bullets, period. There are no armored vehicles. They actually lie and say, not that we bought a $500 million this year and are going to get a couple billion over the next few years. They're just denying it and saying it doesn't exist. Here's the Drudge Report. 360,000 more rounds. Another purchase, and that's an Infowars.com article, and government cover-up of ammo buys implodes. Silence, secrecy, and shoddy attempts at debunking the facts have led to congressional inquiry. Now 15 members of Congress getting into that. And meanwhile, Obama presses Congress to vote on assault weapons ban, banning semi-autos. He says he's going to hit the road with a political campaign against guns, which he promised to not go after 4 years ago. Bloomberg has a $14 million ad blitz. It was $12 million. Now they've announced it's $14 million last night against the Second Amendment. They're on the offense, folks, because they're going to stage something or provocateur something to blame the Second Amendment. I could see all the signs. I told you that back in November before Sandy Hook. Okay, I mean, it's all lined up right now. DHS, again, ladies and gentlemen, is moving on all fronts right now. And I understand what Joel says. If we run around like total chickens with our heads cut off, let's just cover this first, then we'll get into your plane crash, which is just miraculous. We have video of it and more for the TV viewers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. But Joel Skousen, of course, is better known as the best-selling author of The Secure Home, Strategic Relocation, now in its third edition. Both books and the video are available at InfoWarsShop.com, and I produced a film with him breaking it down, Strategic Relocation, the film, all available at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support all of our work. But what I'm saying is people are finally waking up that there's an arms buildup, a domestic buildup against us. They're finally getting the common sense that, hey, a standing army's dangerous. I know politically that if we keep pushing this, it will discredit their gun grab, because why should we turn our guns in when they're arming to the teeth against us? Joel Skousen.
It's a really interesting conundrum, Alex, because there are two forces at work here. One, the government trying to provoke the right into displaying something radical enough to justify all of their warnings about the domestic terrorists on the right that the Southern Poverty Law Conference has been putting out. And at the same time, they're trying to push this gun control, and it's backfiring on them. Even the governor of New York is backtracking on the 7-round clips because there's such a wall of resistance. He's trying to placate that resistance. So they're overplaying their hand. At the same time, they're trying to get us to overplay our hand. And so we have to be very careful to walk this line. But I think you've got the exact appropriate right approach. We've got to go on the offensive without engendering anybody claiming, like, let's arm and let's go attack now. That would undermine our cause. But one thing is very clear, Alex. The government cannot use 3 billion rounds of the Department of Homeland Security cannot use 3 billion rounds of ammunition. It's 24 wars worth of handgun ammunition of the type of that was in World War II. And so obviously they're either trying to corner the market or simply enrage the people about this, and it could backfire on them. But I can tell you that Congress is getting extremely upset about this. I think that number of 15 congressmen is going to grow if they don't get some answers. They are refusing to answer anybody in Congress. People are getting upset with the Department of Homeland Security, especially in this sequester environment when they don't have any money to operate and they're buying 3 billion rounds of ammunition. Now, remember that these are requisitions. These have not been delivered yet. There are steady streams of ammunition being delivered to DHS, but nothing of this quantity.
No, exactly. I mean, what it's done is they're buying whatever the companies say they can manufacture. I mean, I've dug into it. As much as they can make, they're cornering the market. Clearly, that is one level of what they're doing. That is the main cause of the shortages. What you can't get is the 308, the 223, the 40 hollow point. What you can't get is what they're purchasing.
Now, I also have contacts in Canada with the gun manufacturers in Canada who have said they've received phone calls from government pressuring them not to import any more weapons into the United States. They can't legally require them not to, but they're warning them, we don't want any more imports. They're trying to dry up the supply. Very, very clear.
Oh, yeah, that's what Bloomberg and Obama and all of them have said in their task force. They said, we're calling manufacturers, we're calling government leaders, and we're seeing what we can do outside of law. Is that not really racketeering to have them just leaning on people?
It is. This is a conspiracy, and it's proof that they're in collusion to try to stop Americans from having weapons. But it's only exacerbating, in their minds, the weapons, because...
That was my next point. Don't tyrants get that their open their open attack is what always backfires? The fact that they've done this has absolutely begun to mobilize people.
And I don't think it's going to stop. It's just like the Cypriot situation. They put on controls on everything.
All right, we lost his Skype for a moment. The wonders of Skype, but still it occasionally cuts out. We're going to try to reconnect with Joel Skousen, and we'll look at what's happening in Cyprus. I haven't gotten to that yet. I covered one stack of news. There are 12 others. 12 other stacks that we're going to be covering in open phones. in the third hour. We're going to look at what's happening in Cyprus with Joel Skousen, straight ahead of World Affairs Brief. And we'll give you that URL on the other side. JoelSkousen.com will also get you there.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Friends, Alex Jones here, back live. You know, I told you more than a decade ago, because it was in IMF and World Bank plans, I wrote about it in my book, The Sit into Tyranny, 2002. It's on record, ebooks posted right now at InfoWarsNews.com for all subscribers. The book's out of print. Their own documents, they plan to bankrupt Europe and the U.S. and transfer the jobs to China, but they don't completely trust China, so they'll keep our military just to menace them. It's all about not having any one group that can stand up for itself. And now, Even mainstream news admits most of the debt is not that of the people in Cyprus. It's gone to back up private central banks' debt. And first they were going to take 10% out of everybody's account. Now the deal, we have the official EU video coming up, is 40%, the top 40% of bank accounts. That's a lot of people. Will have 7 to 15% taken out. Now they're talking about it in other countries. So foreign banks taking money directly out of your bank account to pay them, that is the essence of the New World Order. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief joins us to break that down. Joel, you started getting into Cyprus before your Skype had an interruption.
Yes, well, the Cyprus has taken a turn for the better for the EU. I keep saying time and again they will do anything it takes to keep the EU alive and not let these countries leave, and that has proven out correctly, even though they have really had to pull all the stops out against bank accounts in order to do so. They did the populist thing by saving those with less than $100,000 accounts, but what they did basically is eliminate the second largest bank, the Lycos Bank, and they've taken 40% of the largest depositors of that bank and transferred it to the Bank of Cyprus, as well as all the $100,000 of below accounts from Lycos into the Bank of Cyprus. So they've made one bank, completely liquidated the second largest bank, and taken 40% of those accounts. And now that's a major, major haircut. But remember, they made investors in the Greek banks take a 50% haircut during that bailout. What's interesting, though, is that I found out that the majority of the Russian deposits had already left that bank, and it transferred their money over to the Bank of Cyprus. And so essentially they let the non-Russian large investors take that haircut and in preserving the Bank of Cyprus. But at the same time, because they have completely destroyed the trust in the banks, they have no definite opening date for the Bank of Cyprus. They still have a limit of 120 euros a day for people to take out of their ATMs. And they're going to have limits, indefinite limits, on further withdrawals from the Bank of Cyprus after this so-called thing is resolved. So what it means is Cyprus is done as an economy. They're just simply, I don't know how they're going to survive. The banking economy was about 8 times larger than the real tourist economy. So what they're going to have to do is prolong this until they can get the major gas fields online in Cyprus, which have the potential of replacing about 40% of Europe's gas needs. That's a cash cow I think they're holding on to for future use in Cyprus.
Joel Skousen is our guest. What does this do to people all over the world, their confidence in banks? Not only do you not get interest now, but now it's your money and they just come and steal it to give it to private interest. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Well, they have done it to bolster the private interest of the Bank of Cyprus. They've made some people whole, and they've taken everything from other people. Remember, when you liquidate that account, they say they're taking 40%, but actually the whole bank is being liquidated. And that means that even for the first time, senior bondholders, the first in line, are having to take a haircut. Though, from what I hear from my European sources, it's not very much of a haircut. They are taking the unsecured creditors over $100,000 and making them lose everything.
Sure, sure. And let me be specific here. I had read the articles out this morning. They're up on Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson's article. Europe, anyone with over 100,000 euro savings now has to have 40% taken out of their account. And I had what I'd call a Freudian mistake, because before it was just going to be 10 to 15% they took out. Some estimates were 7.7 or even 6.9. And I mentally cannot believe they're going to take 40% out of anybody with over 100,000 euros. So my mind twisted that. I mean, that is so huge that anybody over 100,000 euros is wealthy. Most people that are retired, even if they work their whole life as a janitor, they better have 100,000 euros. I mean, that's nothing. That, with inflation, that is... I mean, that's janitors and people should have that much saved. This is just incredible, and it shows what they're going to do. I want to talk about that with Joel Skousen when we come back and where he sees the world economy going, then his plane crash.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I spend, let's not exaggerate, 6-7 hours a day trying to research news and information on top of being on the air. And I can't keep track of but a fraction of what's happening. But everywhere we look, corruption is moving at light speed. And the more the corrupt raid pension funds, engage in new taxes, regulations, new insider cronyism, the more that accelerates, the more other criminals are able to move in government and corporations, and it creates kind of a swarm effect against which there aren't a lot of defenses other than having good people swarm back at them and get in their face and sue them and criticize them and resist them. I mean, that's why we've got to get you active, because when you just go to a city council meeting, that freaks them out. When you go to one of their Agenda 21 meetings and expose the fact you know it's a global financial espionage takeover, it freaks them out. When you run for office and you know, for city or county or state and go to these debates, it freaks them out. And it educates others, and then you'll meet like-minded people, and you can start creating your own centers of resistance. Now, we're going to go back to our guest and cover the waterfront here, finish up with the financials, get into some of the geopoliticals, and then also talk about what's happening in the aftermath of his plane crash, and we're certainly glad he survived that. But briefly, if you want to wake people up, it is not just about what regions are the safest area And, of course, that's in sub-regions right around where you live. If you can't go to the safest places in America, there are also places that you can go to in your region. It's in the book, Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also get the film I produce with Joel, Strategic Relocation, the film that gets into the geopolitical, the world regions, the ethnic balkanization they use, all of it. Is in this two-and-a-half-hour presentation. There's also his book as well, The Secure Home, that is the Bible of securing homes on a small budget or a medium budget or a large budget. You can get them all three together or individually discounted at InfoWars Store or InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase also supports the broadcast, so it's a win-win-win. You get valuable information, and we also get funding to continue our operations. You can also call toll-free to get the books or videos, 888-253-3139. And again, Joel Skousen is our guest. He is the editor and publisher of World Affairs Brief, and we'll put that website up on screen for viewers here in just a moment. Joel, I want to move quick now because I've got all my long-winded points and you've got all your points. Finishing up with what you expect to happen now, because here are some of the headlines. It's official. Banks in Europe may now seize deposits to cover their gambling losses. And I tune into our news, Fox Radio, CNN. They're like, boy, Cyprus and the Cypriots got the help they needed, a bailout, when it's not their bailout. It's pure global mafia robbing a bank to prop up the EU. Here's another one. Europe, 100,000 savings now considered wealthy. Everybody above that, 40% peeled out of your account. And as Joel was just pointing out, the rich had already gotten the word. They're all exempt, the truly rich. It's the middle class they want to shut down. It's always the mega rich robbing the middle class. That's what Bill Gates, all of them, that's what Warren Buffett's about when he says raise taxes. He gets bailout money. Cyprus bank bailout agreement is pure theft. 40% of private deposits to be looted from selected accounts. Words of warning. Get your money out of European banks. That's just some of the headlines that are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Cyprus strikes last-minute EU bailout deal. London Guardian. It is not a bailout. A bailout would be a bank coming and bailing out the country that has bad credit. But the very banks are giving us bad credit ratings while they themselves are the black holes of the derivatives. You know, Joel, I know you've studied and written about this for decades. Again, if you just joined us, Joel Skousen was Marine Corps aviator and Vietnam carrier guy. We're going to talk about his crash landing a few weeks ago here in a moment. But you hear me throwing all this out, the sense of alarm in my voice. Why are they so bold as to start doing this? Is it a test to see if they can get the media to just normalize this new direct taxation to the globalist?
Well, Alex, they actually had no other choice. There wasn't any money to extract. Normally, as in Ireland, that required the taxpayers to pick up the tab for a portion of the bailout on condition of them giving European money into them. They, in fact, did hand over 20 billion euros from the banking system, the central bank and the IMF to these banks to make them whole. And they liquidated one and took money, what was remaining in that bank, and gave it over to another one. Remember that the 40% is only an average, Alec. Some people lost everything in this, and the highest senior bond stakeholders maybe lost 10%. So it was.
Now, we just lost Joel Skousen again. We'll get him reconnected via Skype. Hey, it's worth it. It sounds better than phone line. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is affecting the entire global economy. And, yes, the EU does not allow, at least on paper, for governments to then bail themselves out. So how it's done is they just take it directly out of the bank accounts. Truly, truly unprecedented that all of this is going on. And I watch television. I listen to the news. The average American would have no idea. In fact, I probably heard Fox News Radio seven or eight times this weekend, and it was like, yeah, a tough bailout plan in Cyprus, but the country saved. And then meanwhile, you read deeper, they're now admitting the country is even in worse shape, and this is not going to bail them out at all. Moody says, even with the New Deal, Cyprus could still default and leave the euro. Joel, we've got you back here, back with radio connection here to the carrier base as you're flying in. You cut out when you mentioned the point about some people lost everything. See, my mind isn't even computing that. In fact, they talk about that in psychological warfare, how our minds tend to automatically lessen how bad something is. I forget the name of that, but I guess it's called denial. That's right. People accuse me of exaggerating. It's worse than that. Some people had everything taken. Go ahead.
That's right. As I say, it was an average of 40%, and most of the medium-sized, middle-class, wealthy lost everything. The senior bondholders had a stake probably no more than about 10% that they had to give up. But you're absolutely right in the analysis that Cyprus simply has no income to service this additional debt. They're taking the debt, but they're going to have to give more bailouts until the gas comes back on in Cyprus. They've got huge gas reserves coming online, hopefully in 2018 or 2018. Until then, Cyprus is going to be in red ink, continually need more bailouts. The Spanish and Portuguese savers are saying that they're next. I think you're going to see some pretty stiff runs on the banks in Spain and Portugal and Italy as they transfer money out of those banks into the safer German and Swiss banks, because they know now that everybody's at risk of having their deposits grabbed. Now, I want to mention one other thing. I've had a long history of people asking me advice. I keep telling them, don't put your money in overseas bank accounts. Everybody wants to avoid the IRS trap here and get the money overseas. And I said, someday you're going to lose it because they're simply going to cut off access. And this has made believers, and a lot of them, you're going to see a run on overseas bank accounts, repatriating it back into the United States.
And so short term, this will probably help the dollar.
Absolutely. You know, the dollar is being helped right now by the fact that most countries are inflating much higher than the dollar percentage-wise, and that's why gold and silver are flat and slightly declining, because the dollar is looking strong relative to all of the other weaker currencies.
Now, I know you're familiar with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury and Policy, the father of Reaganomics. He says it's a triple bubble. I mean, obviously that's true. Bonds, and then, of course, you've got stocks. And there's really more than three bubbles if you count real estate and other things. But what is your take on how long this can go? Because obviously it's being orchestrated at many levels. But if Cyprus and Europe really are having real problems, couldn't that cause a chain reaction? At first, it will make us buoy, but won't it cause problems after that first bubbling effect?
Well, it could if they failed to support it. I mean, they've got enough means with the huge dollar base that they have to continue to inflate. The Fed can throw out almost $9 trillion a year and not exceed 10% inflation of the money supply. So they've got a tremendous power to continue to bail out. The great danger is if they get into a high inflation situation, it would force interest rates up, which would collapse the phony recovery that we're seeing. So I think they're going to work very, very hard to keep bailouts to the minimum. That's why they had to take some of these deposits instead of making a pure bailout, so that it wasn't as inflationary on the euro. But they can keep going, and I believe they're going to keep do whatever it takes to keep going until war comes, because war gives them cover. They don't get the blame for any banking collapse, and it's the war that causes it. So I think we're going to see it stretch out until Russia and China finally attack the West.
Let me raise that issue with you, because I talked some about the Koch brothers last hour. I'm always being accused of working for them with no proof, so I did some research on them, and they're globalist. They're tied into some of the big foundations, but they are fighting Agenda 21 and the shutdown of their own plants, which even if you hate wealthy people, folks, it's going to increase your gas prices if they shut down the refineries and the coal plants and things. But they're the favorite demon. But then I look at Soros and people and Berkshire Hathaway shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. making sure China gets that oil so they make the profits. I agree with you that it's obviously China, Russia, and the Anglo-American establishment as blocks. You've got the BRICS in between Russia and China, but those two authoritarian groups don't trust each other either. What is the point of deindustrializing America if the globalists, you know, aren't in full control of China? Why are they putting so many eggs, giving them the Panama Canal, just giving them everything, giving them all our deep water ports on the West Coast? I mean, it is just incredible. A foreign air force couldn't bomb out our factories this bad.
Well, I really don't believe that the Anglo-American establishment controls China. I believe China's an independent predator. But I think that they have been helping build an enemy as they have built Russia and helped Russia since the very beginning of the revolution. They're still continuing to help China. And that's why we've seen, as I covered in the World Affairs Brief, they continue to hire Chinese scientists into NASA research. They continue to have exchanges into our weapons laboratories. They're really trying to make sure they get all the technology they need to have the confidence to threaten the West.
Yeah, the number I saw was 10,000. And they just let them go right back with all the secrets knowingly.
And they continue to hand out visas like water to Chinese students coming over to our top universities. And they do very well in science. And they take back those secrets there, too. But, you know, there's a major sea change happening right now in Russia. And I'm going to do a special edition of the World Affairs Brief coming out this Friday on what the Berezovsky assassination means and what they have in store for the two other competitors, Roman Abramovich and Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who's currently in prison but is getting ready to stage a major comeback.
Okay, you just got to my next question, which I hadn't told you yet. Obviously, so many people get killed, assassinated, and you know it's an assassination when, as soon as it comes out, there's not even an autopsy. They say no foul play. No evidence that Berezovsky was killed, say police, locked in the bathroom. That's proof that he killed himself with a scarf next to him, which would be a clear message that he was killed. A big enemy of Putin, at least on the surface. Geopolitically, Joel Skousen, what does this mean?
Well, you know, I had believed for many years because, you know, Putin met with Berezovsky, according to Spanish intelligence, five times the year he ascended to the presidency. So clearly Putin was a Berezovsky minion when he started out. But at some point, Putin and Berezovsky had a falling out. I thought it was political theater. I thought it would be stupid for Berezovsky to say from his London villa that he was going to finance a coup against Putin. I mean, nobody would do that publicly if they were intending to do it. But with the assassination of Litvinenko and Berezovsky now, who were very close, and Litvinenko had, in fact, fingered a lot of the KGB, FSB, phony bombings of apartments in order to justify their war on terror in Chechnya. He became put on a list for assassination, and they took him out, and Berezovsky did himself. But interestingly enough, both Abramovich and Khodorkovsky, the two younger wealthy oligarchs who are the wealthiest, not counting Gazinsky of the media king there in Russia, these people both got their start into being wealthy through Boris Berezovsky. And, of course, Berezovsky lost this major court battle with Abramovich, even though he had basically given him the stock and made Abramovich rich. Abramovich took and run with it and essentially cut Berezovsky out. Khodorkovsky and Yukos Oil also did his deal with Berezovsky and apparently cut him out as well. So it looked like there's some major infighting between two other factions. Putin may be a third. I'm not sure which one he's aligned with. But this is very serious. The Anglo-American establishment also got their fingers in the pie. I found out that Mikhail Khodorkovsky had sold or given his shares in Yukos Oil to Jacob Rothschild, major player in the Anglo-American establishment, just before he was indicted and when he went to prison. So essentially,
that's happened repeatedly, and the Rothschilds sue if people claim that, but then have lost the lawsuits. So that's been reported in the Financial Times of London. Absolutely. How powerful are the Rothschilds?
Well, I think they are the key base of money operations of the globalists. And there is a major U.S. component to that now, which competes with them to a certain extent. But I think the Rothschilds are the biggest financial base of the New World Order that we're dealing with.
What is their ideology? Because, you know, they're reportedly at least part Jewish. They've married into some of the royalty over there. But I always see them also funding eugenics and just really nasty stuff.
Well, I think their ideology is globalist, which means that they're socialist of the variety that believes in milking capitalism, not destroying it, not nationalizing. It's a Fabian type of socialism. But they also play, as you know, the Hegelian dialectic, playing both sides. They've got their fingers in the Russian conspiracy this time. What's interesting is that Khodorkovsky is, in fact, the one who's promoting the return of communism.
That's right.
And
it was Rothschilds that helped finance communism.
That's right. But whether or not he really represents the underground communists that right now control Putin, Putin is not running the show. Putin is a puppet. He runs from the major communist conspiracy that faked their own
demise.
Well,
stay there. Let's break that down, and we can't hold you into the next hour to cover the plane crash. Believe me, it was incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. Weeknights, we're back 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. You can find all the details at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. It's a master membership. You can share with up to 11 people simultaneously, yourself and 10 others. Very few will tune in every night at the same time, so you probably share it with 20, 30 people. And it doesn't work sometimes. Just get another membership. Great way to wake people up. Very well-produced, hard-hitting nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. We also come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Joel's going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. I thought I'd take a few phone calls for Joel after we come back in the next hour and tell his plane crash story. A few phone calls for Joel. If you've got any questions, his website's worldaffairsbrief.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show here. After he leaves us, I got a bunch of news and your phone calls I'm going to get back into. Joel, before we start the next hour and get into your plane crash and some other issues, it just seems like everything is accelerating. More murders, more hits, more corruption, government going wild. Even if it wakes people up, they want our guns. What is the impetus towards everything, I would say, accelerating 100% or more? Why is that happening in your research?
It's hard to say, Alex. Despite the acceleration, there are certain fixed things that they cannot accelerate, and one of those is inducing Russia and China to attack the West, and they cannot get to a new world order without that attack. And so they clearly are prepping American people and prepping militaristic, whether it's mercenary types or Department of Homeland Security, to take down dissidents someday. Even though that is accelerating tremendously, it takes a long time and a lot of people that they've got to gain to do that.
Sure. And so what do they do if this flips around against them and we figure out there's an arms buildup? Couldn't that actually set them back any more? Because I don't just put a pretty face on this or perfume on a pig. I see this blowing up in their face. I see this actually waking people up.
It is waking people up. Whether or not it wakes up anybody in Congress willing to take them to task or cut funding, that remains a very big question. You know, the difficulty in even cutting funding to Obamacare, our Republicans sabotaged that and funded it. I don't think there's enough strength to actually cut funding to DHS. They bring out the idea that, oh, we're helping the terrorists if we cut funding to DHS. We're a long way from winning this battle, even with the amount of backlash that we're engendering right now. We have to keep it up. We have to put the heat on Congress. But it should be half of Congress demanding an answer from DHS, not just 15 congressmen.
But it is a victory that we've gone from them stonewalling to now it being forced out into a national debate.
Absolutely. It's still not a national debate yet, but it's they're putting heat on them, and so far they're stonewalling still.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's somewhat of a national debate, but it really needs to become one on a full scale, because then it will bring us back to the common sense of why we have a Second Amendment.
Well, whenever the media, with this much notoriety about this, with Breitbart and your website and everybody else talking about it, my website, they're not saying a thing about the 3 billion bullets or the 1.6, and that means there's a cover-up. They basically want this buried.
No, but you're right. It's well over 2 billion now. And if you count all the other stockpiles, probably well over 3 billion that they've gotten delivered or that have been ordered. I want to come back briefly and talk more about the economy with you, and then at the 8 after, when we come back in that next segment, we're going with Joel Skousen to get into his plane crash that he survived by the grace of God. Pretty amazing. If you haven't seen the news footage, just Google Joel Skousen and click news. You can see it if you're a radio listener. We'll be right back with the third hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.